We would like to thank your sponsor, Valley First, a division of First West Credit Union and a member-owned financial cooperative serving the Okanagan, Similkameen, and Thompson regions. They offer a wide range of banking and investment services for individuals and families. Valley First also has a talented business and commercial team to provide the expertise, products, and services local businesses need to grow and thrive.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Business Matters presented by Valley First, a division of First West Credit Union, where we delve into the stories and insights of leaders and change makers in our community. I'm your host, Rob Capel, and today we're joined by Heather Semenuk, branch manager at Valley First. Heather, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No problem. So today we're talking about fraud, and as fraud continues to rise, we're going to answer some questions on what we can do to protect ourselves. So you're going to offer some tips, some advice, and so forth, and to make sure that we stay, you know, vigilant when it comes to preventing fraud. And I did find that we're right in almost the end, I guess. March is fraud prevention month as well. So it's timely for us to have that discussion. So
absolutely.
So before we jump into that, I'm always curious as maybe I'm curious what your role as branch manager entails, what sort of like day-to-day looks like to you, and I'm sure you wear multiple hats, and what does that look like?
Yeah, well, I am the branch manager at the Karamias location. Okay. So a day in the life of me is, yeah, it changes every day. I have a team of incredible people that I lead. So coaching and helping my team develop in their roles. I see a lot of members. I try and get out in the community as much as possible. We're a very community-driven organization. So spending time with my people inside of my branch and outside my branch is really important. I lead fraud seminars. Yeah, I do a little bit of everything. And because I'm in a different area, I have all sorts of interesting visitors that come and see me too. I've had a baby goat in my office. I've had parrot. I've had cats and dogs and you name it. So that's kind of fun too.
That's funny. So how long have you been at Valley First?
I've been with the company for over 9 years. I've been in Karamias for 4.
Interesting. What were you doing before you were at Valley First?
I was at a different credit union actually. So okay. Credit union to credit union. Yep.
I'm always curious, like what got you into sort of the credit union or banking world? Like where did that start? Or
it's funny. I know everybody probably has quite a different story, but for me, I always wanted to be in banking. I didn't really know what it was, why. But I have 2 aunts that were in banking. So I don't know if it's just inbred in my body somewhere, but, and my husband actually gave me the confidence to apply for a position at a different credit union when it first popped up years ago. Yeah. And I applied and it just made sense to me. And so here I am today.
Off you went.
Yeah.
Love it. You know, I'm sure you must have worked at multiple other roles within the financial institution too, right? So it's neat from a branch manager perspective. You kind of know your team and because you've been in those shoes before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I initially was transferred out to Karamias to help out as the assistant manager.
Okay.
And then it just became timely that the manager there was retiring. And but so I actually got to know the team there as the assistant manager. So really good.
Awesome. So we're here to talk about fraud. So I'm sure it's not maybe a fun topic to talk about, but an important one in my mind. So maybe we can start is, why is fraud prevention important? Like, why is this so important?
Yeah, such a great question right now too. Fraud prevention is so important because it is everywhere right now. Every time you turn around, there's fraud. My inbox is constantly filled with issues that my members are having or other members are having with fraud. And the fraudsters themselves have really fine-tuned their scams, and this is their job full-time, so they spend all their time perfecting it and making it that much more challenging for people to decipher, is this real or is this not anymore? So they're getting just way too smart.
Interesting. Is it a topic that members ask about, or is it more from you bringing it to the members?
No, members definitely ask about it. And I mean, I'm going to be honest, it becomes part of a conversation even in social settings outside of Christmas Day was very much a lot of fraud was talked about in my home, based on what my brother does for work and what he's seen, what I've seen, etc. So trying to really make sure my family is educated as well. But we have a lot of members ask us questions, or they'll come in and say, hey, this situation's going on, what would you do? I just had someone ask me the other day about e-transfers. Is it safe for me to send an e-transfer for this, which is not an easy yes or no question. I need more details so then we can chat and etc. But definitely people are coming in and asking more questions and trying to get themselves more educated as well.
Interesting. So what are some of the what sorts of scams are you seeing a lot of today?
Oh, what scams are we not seeing, really? That's the problem. They're
Okay.
kind of everywhere. However, there's definitely some that rear their ugly heads more often than others. And I know they just did a piece on the news the other day about the text message scam that comes in, Mom, I've lost my phone, etc. I actually have a staff member that happened to. Knew it was fraudulent. So she blocked it, but it did happen. So we're seeing a lot of those kinds of things. The romance scams are the biggest ones. Those are the most impactful. Those are the hardest ones for us to help people understand and prevent loss there. New investment scams and even marketplace scams, etc., are happening. It just seems to be a little bit of everything.
Interesting. So why do you think people fall for these? Why do people fall for the scams, you think?
Honestly, because they just look so real. So, and it depends on the situation. There's people, especially during COVID times, where some of the relationships started in these romance scams, because romance scams in particular can go on for a very long time. People were lonely. They were alone, and somebody connected with them, and it gave them someone to talk to and, to spend time with, although not in person, they still got to spend time with that person through computer. So I see it from that angle. Also, just how crafty the fraudsters are. And, I have people that have come in and said to me, I feel so stupid. I can't believe I fell for this. Never feel stupid because this is what they do. They're professionals. So, you're getting messages from people that are your friends, and they're asking you questions because they've had their messenger hacked. They've gone through and read all the previous messages and know everything that you've talked about. So it seems
Interesting.
so real because it's just it's been perfected so much, right?
It's I think when people are listening, you typically think that it's an older generation that are falling for the scams, but you must see at all levels. Like it's
I
not
do.
just, yeah,
I do.
interesting.
Well, because the fraudsters don't really, that yes, they definitely seem to prey on a more senior clientele, if you will. However, they really don't discriminate. If they feel that they can get some money out of someone, whether they're
They'll do
20
it.
or they're 60, doesn't matter. If they're 80, doesn't matter. They don't really care where it comes from,
Yeah,
right?
interesting. What red flags should we be looking at? Like what are we looking out for? Sorry, is there things that we should be looking out for when it comes to fraud?
Yeah, I do honestly still believe in that old phrase, if it seems too good to be true,
It
it
probably is.
probably is. That's in many cases. We've had some opportunities to prevent people from purchasing big ticket items that were priced very low. So that's a warning flag right there. Basically, nowadays, anytime anybody asks you for money, even if it's somebody that it's your friend, then you need to make sure that that's actually your friend. And if they really wanted to borrow some money from you, they should ask you in person. That's a very personal conversation to have. People you don't know asking you to be friends on Facebook and all those different platforms, that's a red flag as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's so many.
There's so many out there.
Yeah,
So,
it's true.
what advice would you give people just from a general on advice to help prevent some of the fraud? Like, what are some tips that you can give people?
Yeah, for sure. I would say for tips to protect yourself, no matter where you bank, check out their anti-fraud area on their website and see what kind of alerts they can put on, warnings you can have. Within all of First West, we have, and our regional brands have different different levels of security you can put on your online banking that will warn
Okay.
you if somebody's tried to add a new bill payer or, you know, add a new e-transfer recipient, those
Right,
kinds
okay.
of things. So those are important. The two-step multi-verification
Yeah.
is also very helpful.
Okay.
But with that, I would also add, if you ever get that to come up on your computer, you never give that code to anybody else, because we see that as well.
Got
Somebody's
it.
called and what's that code that just got sent to you, and they're in
Oh,
your computer.
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So many things you have to watch out for. Eh? It's crazy.
Absolutely. And you know
Yeah.
what? Again, at the very end of the day, don't give anybody you don't know any
Right.
money.
Right. Right. Interesting. So, what are you seeing some of the fallout like? In a, like, what are some of the horror stories you hear from the other end? If someone does fall from a for fraud, what are you seeing some of the fallout that comes out of it?
Well, it's when it's financially they've lost money.
Right.
It can put someone in many different tight situations. They can't pay their own rent. They don't have money left for food at the end of the month. Their bills are starting to pile up, or they're not able to meet their commitments because they've lost money. When it's things like your identification's been compromised, there is a lot of work involved that goes to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row. Has Equifax and TransUnion been called, et cetera, because people can do a lot of damage with your social insurance number. So, you know, we see those kinds of different things as well.
Right.
And the emotional damage, you know,
Right.
people are, they're embarrassed, they're upset. Somebody might be upset, their family might be upset with them. They may be upset with themselves, you know,
Interesting.
more than just, it's more than just a financial loss. It is
Right.
affects you emotionally, mentally, emotionally.
Yeah, and it's probably something you don't, I don't think about. I didn't think about the emotional side. Like, you think about, you lose
Absolutely.
the money, but there's so much that goes more of that. So interesting. So is there tips that you have, maybe just specifically from a banking perspective, that people can help from? Like, I mean, you said, like, just don't give money to people you know you don't know. So that's number one for sure. But is there any other tips you have from just a pure banking perspective?
Yeah, for sure. So again, setting up those alerts, your
Okay.
two-step verification, passwords. If you can put a verbal password on your account, that helps as well. Protects if
Interesting.
somebody calls in trying to impersonate you.
Yeah.
When you do go into your financial institution, no matter who it is, where it is, being honest with the person that's trying to help you through your request. We see a lot of that where the person's not being honest with us
Right.
with their requests. You know, why are we trying to send this money? This isn't really a normal transaction you would conduct. What are we doing with this money, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of, well, untruths really. And
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
because the fraudster actually coaches the person. So they
Interesting.
actually are led to, this is what you say.
Yeah.
When they ask you this, you say
Then
this.
say that,
Do
yeah.
you know what I mean? And so it's really hard for us to help you when we don't know the true story.
Yeah.
And trust us. And if you don't want to talk, I mean, every financial institution is set up a little differently. If you need
Yeah,
some
yeah.
privacy, ask for some privacy.
Got
Not a
it.
problem, you know?
Interesting. So if you suspect that you're maybe are trying to, you know, part of a fraud or something, what do you recommend people do?
Yeah. Again, it really is dependent on the fraudulent situation. If you
Okay.
feel that somebody's been in your computer or anything like that,
Yeah.
immediately unplug your computer. I will add that that does not solve the problem. You need to have your computer professionally cleaned, because as soon as you plug back in, they're going to be able
They're
to
back in.
access.
Interesting.
Exactly. So
Huh.
that's an important piece as well.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, making sure you notify your financial institution. It even right as to the simplest thing as you've lost your debit card,
Right.
notifying your financial
Right, right,
institution
right.
right away, because it's
Okay.
really hard for us to help when we don't know the situation.
Right.
We have the ability to turn your online banking off instantly. If there's a
Right.
problem, we can shut it down. We can freeze your accounts until you have an opportunity to get some things sorted.
Okay.
You know, the faster you act, the better.
Okay.
For sure.
Interesting. I know we mentioned that March is Fraud Prevention Month. Did Valley First have any events, or you kind of talked about doing webinars? Like, what are some things that you guys did as an organization?
Well, when it comes to you know, just everyday things, there was
Yeah.
articles on our internal sites, there was articles on our websites. Our screens in the branch themselves had a lot of anti-fraud information on them.
Okay.
I do seminars quite frequently in the Carrimias area. And so I actually have hosted one through March at the Carrimias Library, which was lovely. I tend to have very interactive, very interested members that show up, and members of the public. It can be anybody. It doesn't matter where you do your banking. I want to help as best I can. So we definitely put fraud seminar on, and I have another one planned for April actually. So
Oh,
I'm
interesting.
doing them quite frequently now. I feel like if you can educate even one person, if one person takes the opportunity to just go, wait, slow down, I have to rethink this, then I've done my part and I feel good about that.
That's excellent. Interesting. So what are, if people have, because we didn't answer all their questions, but what resources do you recommend for people if they just want to learn more, a little bit more educated? Like what, I mean, I love that you're doing the webinars. People can be part of those if you're a member, but
Yeah, for sure.
what are other, some, what are the resources that you'd recommend?
Well, and I'm more than happy if anybody ever wanted me to put on a seminar, I'm more than happy to do that. And you don't have to be a member to attend. If it's a public
Good
seminar,
to
like
know.
sometimes, I'll use the Carrimias Library as an example, just because that's where my last one was. That is open to the general
Got it.
public. So, great opportunity for us to spread the word that way. But honestly, one of the best sites I have found is the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre. It is the who's who for all your information on anti-fraud, how to protect yourself. It actually has a link that says scams A to Z. You can click on that and see everything that's out there. You can dig in into, what kinds of things would help alert you as to maybe you're becoming a victim of this, etc. If you become a victim of fraud, it's really important to share that with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre and report it, because if you actually logged onto that site right now and you saw this statistics of how much money was lost in the last year, it would blow your mind. But what's even scarier is that's about 5%, because people don't share, and they've managed to retain and get, they've managed to recover some funds for people. It's a drop in the bucket, but if you're that person that received your funds back, it's life-changing for you. And it's so important because that helps educate everybody else. It's a really great way to get an idea of exactly what's out there and offer some tips and tricks and everything. So that's probably my favorite website. Again, I know the Valley First website also offers some tips and tricks, as well as how to protect yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for sharing
Sure.
such great information. Like I said, it's not always a fun topic, but it's an important one to stay vigilant and make sure you don't fall into this trap. So, as always, I encourage people that if you have other questions, just reach out to the team at Valley First and they're happy to help you out for sure. I think that's one
They
thing you guys
absolutely
are
are.
excellent
Yeah.
about. So, anything else you wanted to add before we sign off, Heather? Anything we might not cover?
I just want to say, you're allowed to say no. You're allowed to say no. Slow down, take a minute, don't act, because there's always that sense of urgency when it's fraud. Take a step back, call your children, hang up, call the RCMP, call whoever says they're calling you if you're not feeling comfortable.
Great,
That would
great
be my
advice.
last little bit. Yeah.
That's great advice. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if as you're listening, if you enjoyed today's episode, we ask you to share the podcast so we can get the word out as much as possible about this. That helps as well. And Heather, thank you so much for taking some time to talk today.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Until next time, thank you for tuning into Business Matters and have a great day.
We would like to thank your sponsor, Valley First, a division of First West Credit Union and a member-owned financial cooperative serving the Okanagan, Similkameen, and Thompson regions. They offer a wide range of banking and investment services for individuals and families. Valley First also has a talented business and commercial team to provide the expertise, products, and services local businesses need to grow and thrive.